It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Reilly, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My colleague won't stop commenting on everything I eat.
My assistant rolls his eyes at people in meetings.
Why does my coworker keep taking credit for all my ideas?
Have any wisdom for me?
Hi, I'm Allison Green. Welcome to the Ask a Manager podcast, where I answer questions from listeners about life at work. Everything from what to say if you're allergic to your coworker's perfume to what to do if you drink too much at the company party. Let's get started. Hi, and welcome to the show. This is a special Halloween episode, so first, happy Halloween. Today, we're going to talk about Halloween in the office, ways that it can go wrong, things to avoid, and questions that I get a lot about Halloween. We're also going to hear from callers who have had spooky experiences at work, so get ready to be creeped out by those stories. In fact, to launch the show, let's start with one caller's spooky experience at work.
So, in 2016, I used to work at Lincoln Castle as a general staff member. One of my roles was to sit in the corner of a specially made vault containing an original Magna Carta document, which is about just over 800 years old. Anywho, I would pretty much stop people taking photos in there, answer questions, and just be on guard. When nobody's in there, it can get pretty quiet if the film isn't playing in the next room. And there is a sensor above the vault door that flicks to red from green if a person walks through. Cue to an afternoon when it's dead, and I'm chilling on my guard stool. When the sensor starts flicking fast, green to red, and let me tell you, no one is near it. Not me or any visitors. In addition to this spookery, the glass of the Magna Carta casing starts to fog up, then disappears almost instantly. Regards, one creeped out ex-Castle staff member, aka Natasha from Lincoln in the UK.
That story has everything that I want from a spooky story. An old historical artifact, a castle, mysterious flashing lights, even fog, and of course, completely unanswered questions about what happened. We're going to have more first-person accounts from callers as we move through the show. But let's talk about Halloween at work. Let's start with, should you wear a costume to work? Or the other version of this question that I get a lot is, do you have to wear a costume to work? If everyone else is and you don't feel like it, will you look like a stick in the mud? There's nothing wrong with dressing up at work. If that's a thing that your office does, it can be really fun. The one caution I would give is to think about the work that you might end up needing to do that day and make sure that your costume isn't going to get in the way. Like if you have to talk to clients, obviously don't wear a costume that makes it hard to talk or to hear. And if you ever have to deliver difficult or sensitive news in the course of doing your job, take that into account too, because you don't want to give someone bad news while you're dressed as a banana or a ghoul. The same thing is actually true when it comes to decorations at work too. You don't want to find yourself giving someone bad news or even just talking to a stressed out person surrounded by blood and fake spider webs while a soundtrack of eerie music is playing in the background. Let's see, other costume rules. If you are new to your office, if you weren't there last Halloween and you're not sure what their traditions are, ask ahead of time because you probably don't want to be the only person in your office dressed as a bloody zombie or Iron Man or what have you. And then be thoughtful about what your costume is. So that means nothing sexually provocative, despite the trend in Halloween costumes being increasingly sexed up. So no naughty nurses, no sexy cat, no flasher, or so forth. Basically, assume that coworkers shouldn't see any more of your body than they do on any other day of the year. That's a pretty good litmus test. And don't wear a costume that plays on racist or ethnic tropes, and don't dress up as a member of a group that's been systemically oppressed. So that means no Native American costumes, no blackface, obviously. Actually, I say obvious, but it isn't obvious to everyone. Every fall I hear about someone whose coworker has apparently not gotten the no blackface message yet, so it bears repeating. And really, you should stay away from costumes that could come across as making fun of serious issues, too. So like no Harvey Weinstein costume, for example, and nothing that's very political. Your goal is to have fun. It's not to make your coworkers feel uncomfortable around you. Now, what if you don't want to dress up, but everyone else in your office is doing it? Will you look like a wet blanket if you don't join in? You certainly don't have to dress up if you don't want to, but if you're in an office where everyone is doing it, it might make sense to just throw on a witch hat and call it done. You know, you can keep it really low key. You don't have to go all out with an elaborate costume. But sometimes in an office where everyone else is really into it, it's easier to just do something simple and look like you're participating rather than field questions all day long about why you're not dressed up. But you certainly don't have to. And of course, if you have a religious objection to celebrating Halloween, as some people do, that's a whole different thing, and you, of course, can opt out in that case. But if you're not really into it, but you're thinking, I should just do something so that I don't get hassled all day, over at the Ask a Manager website recently, commenters were sharing ideas for really low-key Halloween costumes that are easy to do at work when you want to sort of make a nod to this group experience and not seem like you're totally not participating, but when you also don't want to put a ton of effort into it. Some of the ideas people suggested that I thought were great were just something as simple as a headband with cat ears, or one of those headpieces with an arrow through your head. Or you can not wear a costume at all, and when people ask, you can say, I'm a serial killer. They look like everyone else. Or I'm my evil twin. I have a whole bunch of these, by the way. I'm going to go through the whole list, and I just want to make it clear I cannot take credit for these. These are all ideas from Ask a Manager commenters. Another one someone suggested, write on a white t-shirt, 404 costume not found, or wear jeans and a t-shirt and a hard hat, and now you're a construction worker, or wear a suit and be the CEO, or get a rectangle of yellow cardboard, hold it up to your face, and tell people that you are National Geographic. Or stick your arms inside your top and say that you are the book Farewell to Arms. Or pretty much anything that Jim Halpert did on The Office is a good model here. Tape three circles to your shirt, say you're a piece of notebook paper. Wear a name tag that says Dave and say that you're Dave. Put on a wizard hat. Or if you normally wear a suit, add sunglasses and now you're Men in Black. Or wear gothier makeup than usual and say that you're goth. Or my favorite suggestion that someone made, just because it sounds so comfortable, wear a hoodie and sweatpants and have messy hair and say that you're a frazzled college student. That one gets my vote. Or you can just say, you know, yeah, I didn't dress up this year, but I love your costume. And that is fine too. Also, while we're on this topic, if you are in an office where most people do dress up and you've got one coworker who doesn't, don't hassle them about not getting into the spirit of the holiday or whatever. Not everyone likes dressing up. Some people have reasons that might be private. Enjoy the costumes of the people who did dress up and let your other coworkers be costume free in peace. Let's take a short break and I will come right back with another spooky work story from a caller.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth,
and Quora use Vanta to build trust and prove security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places, like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season remind us to embrace change and fearlessly look toward the future. Like Andrew Jarecki, award-winning filmmaker and creator of Movie Phone.
The studios didn't really control the theaters didn't control the studios. And I thought, well, there's a window in here where I could make things easier for the consumer and also make something that would be very useful for the industry.
Or Kellen Kenny, Chief Marketing and Growth Officer at AT&T, who installed fiber in customers' houses rather than leading from afar.
It is so crucial that you spend time with the customers. That is the best lesson.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Here's a spooky thing that happened at work. I often find myself working late in the office, and I'm usually there by myself. Sometimes it can be really late, like 10 or 11 o'clock at night. And being the boss, I tend to walk around the office, which is quite large, and make sure that all the lights are shut off at the end of the day. Well, I have gone through the building multiple times and had all the lights shut off, and obviously no one's there because I've gone through the entire building. Been on the other side of the building when I've heard a door slam shut. At first, I always thought it was a fluke thing, but it has happened so many times. And come to find out, the building has a little bit of other people have experienced a similar thing. Doors being shut, even though no one else is there, and even hearing people speaking, and then come to find out, nobody's actually in the hallway. Needless to say, working until 10 or 11 o'clock at night in the dark has become my not favorite thing to do in that office. That's my spooky office story.
You know, in past years, I've asked readers at my website to share spooky experiences that they've had at work, and a lot of people reported stuff like this. Voices when no one was there, and doors slamming when they were alone in the building. It's interesting because if I were a ghost, I would not choose to hang out at work or in an office building. Possibly these ghosts were workaholics in previous lives. I don't know. Okay, there's one other context where I get questions about Halloween costumes and work, and that is job interviews. I've had more than one person write to me and ask if they should wear a costume if they have a job interview on Halloween, presumably as a way to show some personality or that they're fun or whatever. But don't do it. I'm sure there is some interviewer out there who would like it and think that you're fantastic, but there are far, far more interviewers who are going to think it's a little inappropriate and an odd choice for an interview. And plus, you really want their focus to be on your qualifications and not on whatever you're wearing. Anyway, let's get to more spooky stories. In fact, the whole rest of the show is going to be all spooky stories from people. I had mentioned earlier that in previous years, I've asked Ask a Manager readers over at the website from which this podcast has sprung, to share their own stories of spooky happenings at work. And I thought I would share a couple of my favorites that people have sent in past years. And then we'll hear more that podcast listeners have called in with. Here's one that someone shared that is really a bit spooky. I work in a nursing home with many folks who have dementia. They live in other realities, and I'm used to residents saying weird things. However, there seems to be a trend in one area of the building where residents typically refer to, quote, the little boy, who always seems to be standing somewhere near. It's very common for a resident to be talking to the little boy, or look like they're talking to thin air, and it's also common for them to ask us questions about the boy, like, is this your child? Or, is the little boy going to come to the activity too? Etc. It's only in that one area of the building, but it's with almost all of the residents who have dementia. Only one of them has a history of having visual hallucinations. It does creep me out a little bit. I don't know if collective shared hallucinations are a thing or not. It wouldn't surprise me if they were, but this is a pretty unsettling story. Here's another one someone submitted. I worked in a place where, when we renovated our office, they decided to replace all the walls with glass to show that we were a transparent organization. As you can probably guess, leadership there kind of sucked. While the higher-ups had frosted glass offices, most of the staff had glass fishbowl offices with no doors. As you can imagine, we all hated when we lost our walls, particularly one guy who routinely complained about it. Well, a few months later, this guy is fired for unrelated reasons, in the worst way possible, where they did it mid-morning and everyone saw it happen, hard to hide things in the glass office. So he had to pack up all his stuff and was escorted from the building. The next day, the glass walls of the fired guy's office shattered. No one was near that office, no one saw anything suspicious, and we worked in a secure office so people couldn't come in without us knowing. We never found out what happened, but I like to think that fired guy got his revenge. I love that one. Here is another one. Almost 20 years ago, I worked for my town's park and recreation department, started as a summer job in college, but I ended up in a program manager role for a while and worked part-time through the year while I was in school part-time. Because my hours weren't 9-to-5 Monday through Friday, I went in at off hours to get my work done around my course schedule. The office was in an old building that had been a gym. The basketball court was ancient, but was still used for games and Special Olympics. This isn't a terrifying ghost story by any means, but it's very spooky to be working late at night and hear the unmistakable squeaking of multiple pairs of sneakers playing on a basketball court when there's no one but you in the building. There was also a basement that had a very scary vibe. I wouldn't go down there alone. There had been tunnels under my town that were used to run booze during Prohibition, and my building had some boarded up underground entrances that scared the hell out of me. It felt very ghosty. There was also this spot on the stairs by the edge of the basketball court. They took you up to a small storage space and a balcony seating area to view the court. It was just this one spot where you could stand and feel super haunted. It wasn't so specific, like in a really good ghost story, like you wouldn't see apparitions or anything, but there was this unmistakable scary feeling you'd get at this one spot on the stairs. I can still picture it. I had a friend who considered herself to be pretty open to the spirit world. I thought she was a little loony, but I was kind of seeking some confirmation that there was a really weird feeling on those stairs. So I brought her in one night, and she was wild-eyed, like the place just scared the hell out of her. I brought her up to the stairs, and I didn't say anything. I just wanted her to go up and let me know how she felt. And she stopped right before the spot and said, "I'm not going past this area. I will not stand here. I can't do this," and pointed to the spot that always gave me the spooky feelings. I'm a fairly logical person and not easily tricked by things that could be other things, you know. Ghost stories don't usually work on me, but I also know what I heard and what I felt. I'm not going to read too much into it or, you know, make up that a guy died there and his ghost still plays basketball all night. But that place had some really weird vibes, confirmed by many, many people. Okay, here is another creepy story someone shared. I'm loving all of these, and I hope you're liking them too, by the way. I have worked at my current agency for almost 8 years, and during that time, I've been shuffled back and forth between my current office, where the only scary things are the skunks that occasionally get into the basement, and the main office, which is a restored elementary school building originally constructed in the late 1800s. I never experienced anything myself while working there, but there was definitely supposed to be a ghost. We had an elaborate security system, and one night, long after everyone in the office was gone, the motion-activated camera came on and started to record. When IT reviewed the video in the morning, it showed a weird, shapeless shadow that floated through the lobby and kind of paused at the windows of the doors. The offices were converted from the classroom, so each cubicle area had a windowed door that opened onto the central lobby. The shadow eventually floated up over the receptionist's desk and disappeared, and then the camera turned off. I wish I could upload the video because it is truly creeptastic, but I don't dare. IT has saved it on the shared drive and uses it to freak out new hires. Let's do one final break here, and then we'll come back with more stories from callers.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season remind us to embrace change and fearlessly look toward the future. Like Andrew Jarecki, award-winning filmmaker and creator of Movie Phone.
The studios didn't really control the theaters didn't control the studios. And I thought, well, there's a window in here where I could make things easier for the consumer and also make something that would be very useful for the industry.
Or Kellen Kenny, Chief Marketing and Growth Officer at AT&T, who installed fiber in customers' houses rather than leading from afar.
It is so crucial that you spend time with the customers. That is the best lesson.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, then look no further than the Marketing School podcast hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Hsu. It is the number one marketing podcast in the United States and number 15 on business in the United States. And it has amazing guests such as Alex Hormozi, Layla Hormozi, Cody Sanchez. We pull in these amazing interviews with other people that are not only great marketers, but actual operators. And the icing on the cake is Neil and myself were also operators as well. So we share learnings from the trenches. We share secrets that we otherwise wouldn't be sharing with other people. And we also share other advantages that will help you get ahead of your competition. So all you have to do is listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is for the spooky Halloween podcast. I've had experiences where I used to work as a dispatcher for a charity clothing and toy warehouse, and it was my job to close the warehouse and after everyone had gone home and I'd finished some compliance. And I cannot count the number of times that I would be walking in among the carts and all of a sudden, always simultaneously and always spontaneously, a bunch of toys in a bunch of carts would start quacking or playing creepy music or talking. Once, a doll actually sat up and looked at me from the top of a garbage bag and laughed the creepiest laugh ever. I felt like I was in the first scene of a Doctor Who episode, and they wouldn't even realize I was gone. Or maybe a murder doll movie. But so that's my creepy Ask a Manager story.
If a doll sat up and looked at me and laughed creepily, I would be out of that warehouse in seconds. So kudos to you, caller, for going back night after night. Here's another of my favorite stories that was shared by an Ask a Manager reader in the past. At my last job, I would often work several hours past the others and past dark. There were multiple times when I would hear filing cabinets opening downstairs, hear the printer randomly turn on and start whirring, and voices whispering. Sometimes the door would be unlocked when I was sure that I had locked it. Every time I thought someone else had come back for something, and every time it was dark and silent when I got downstairs to look. The voices were the worst. When you work in an industrial park, you don't expect to hear talking from outside after hours. The place was in the middle of nowhere. Of course, you could make an argument for stress. I sat at the top of the stairs in a creaky old building with my back to the stairwell, and I was overworked and tired. That said, my boss slash the owner did die in a tragic and unexplained plane crash a couple months before. Ugh, I think this stress thing is interesting. I mean, it's hard to trust ourselves entirely when we're stressed out and tired. On the other hand, you have to be really stressed out to be hearing this stuff every night, so who knows? Here's another one. This is also submitted by a reader. I work in a museum. There has always been a joke that the man the museum was named after haunted the place. Things would go missing, and items in the souvenir shop would be moved. When housekeeping did a deep clean at night, they always said strange stuff would happen, sounds, voices, etc. When the museum was renovated, we added a big screen theater. There is a control booth with a small storage area at the top of the theater steps. There's also a tiny balcony behind the control booth where we have screens that face the main hall and that we use to advertise upcoming events, memberships, etc. Many of the security staff swear that they have seen and or experienced ghostly happenings in the control booth, storage area, balcony area. One really large, muscled, ex-military guy had such a frightening experience that he refused to go in the theater. He was on rounds, checked the theater, and heard sounds in the control booth. He knew the AV guy was off that day, so he went up. He saw no one in the booth or in the storage area, so he was checking the balcony area. He said someone shoved him, and he almost fell off the balcony. There was no one in the theater besides him, but they checked the tape anyway. You could clearly see on the tape the moment that he was pushed forward, but you couldn't see what pushed him. I stay away from the theater. If the biggest security guard in the place was almost pushed off the balcony by invisible forces, I am not chancing it. Are you thoroughly creeped out yet? I have more. Here's another one, also from a reader. Back in college, I worked at a fairly fancy, fairly old hotel at the front desk and in the restaurant. Most of the restaurant shifts were fairly quiet on weeknights and during lunch, so we would sit in the back of the restaurant with a book and wait for customers. We had a mirror above one of the back tables that was arranged so that we could see when guests arrived. On more than one occasion, I saw a black figure in the mirror, went up front and saw it move through the restaurant and enter the kitchen. I assumed it was just my eyes playing tricks because it was kind of creepy when you were there alone at night. Up until my friend Rob mentioned that he'd seen the same thing, except he was in the middle wait station and saw a figure walk over from the bar and crouch down behind the front booth before disappearing. We then polled everyone else and found out that they were also seeing this shadow man thing, and we all thought that we were imagining it or crazy. What the hell, you all? Here's another one. Also from a reader. I used to work in an office in a manufacturing facility. There were two rows of cubicles back to back with high walls so that we couldn't see to the other side. A coworker and I were working in one row trying to finish a project after hours, and it was about 7 o'clock during the winter, so it was pretty dark, when we heard loud laughter. We brushed it off, thinking it was one of our coworkers, so we yelled their name. Complete silence. We quiet down and we hear a keyboard clicking, so I go check on my coworker, thinking maybe they have headphones on and can't hear. There was no one there. Needless to say, we literally ran out of the office. The worst part is we weren't the only ones who heard weird laughter after hours in that office. Nobody stayed past 6 o'clock alone, and we often hurried up to leave in groups when we had to work late because of how freaked out we were. Okay, here's another one from a reader. I think this one is especially creepy. For about a year, I worked at the front desk of a youth hostel in a major U.S. city and also shared a private room in the hostel with another worker. Hundreds of tourists a night would stay in the rooms. The building was 8 stories. Soon I noticed that pretty regularly I was getting complaints from people checking out the next morning about noise all night in the room above them. Why were people moving heavy furniture all night in that room? Was it people who were staying in that room? Some rooms, for example, had something like 14 bunk beds. Or was it management at the hostel? The complaints were that it sounded like heavy furniture was being shoved to the center of the room and that it went on all night long. Well, I finally asked my manager about it, and he just pointed at the layout that we had for the hostel. We had these giant paper sheets. It was the early 1990s. And by hand, we would check off beds and rooms as they were filled and for how many nights people were staying, etc. I don't know why it had never clicked with me when people made these complaints, but we never, never checked guests in on the entire floor that generated the complaints. And if you went up to that floor, the door to the room generating the complaints not only was locked, but was locked up with big link chains. Yikes. Let's do one more story. This one from someone who called in recently.
Hey, Allison. So basically 10 years ago, worked for a very, very popular theme park on a college internship in the custodial department. At the theme park, there was an abandoned pavilion. It had been closed several years prior, but the actual building had not been gutted or anything. So just an abandoned part of a theme park. And my management informed me that a corporation had booked the space out and it needed a thorough cleaning. So I was booked in for a late night overnight in an abandoned, terrifying room that was painted with clowns all over the wall because for whatever reason it had a carnival motif. That was terrifying. So I am very afraid of the dark, very afraid of spooky places. The lights weren't working great, so it was very dim. I was completely alone, clowns staring at me, vacuuming. And because I was so nervous, I was singing Disney songs at the top of my lungs. When I turned a corner and I saw what I thought was a humanoid shape in the doorway. So I screamed, I fell to the ground, clutching the vacuum cleaner. And it turns out that it looked like a humanoid figure because it was. It was actually my boss coming to check on me. It was horrifyingly embarrassing. Nothing paranormal ended up happening, but it was still probably one of the scariest things that has ever happened to me at work.
So that is our Halloween show. Thanks for listening, and I will be back next week with hopefully non-spooky work questions.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Reilly, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.